Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Are you guys watching Korean baseball like I am, getting ready for the season? Yes? Let's go. It's on, baby. Let's get Jackson in here. He wants to talk about baseball. He's psyched about the baseball season coming. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, sorry. You might not have been able to understand me. It's Justin.
Oh, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
What's up?
Man, I need to vent a little bit. I hope y'all have just a couple minutes. I just want to kind of add to what John said from Golic and Wingo this morning. Yesterday, first of all, yesterday, during their interview, see, I listened to them. 30 minutes before y'all come on, waiting for the greatest show on radio to come on, which is The Bench, I catch the last 30 minutes of their show. And they really angered me the last couple of days. And I was going to call in yesterday, and I kind of held it in, but since John brought it up this morning, yesterday during their interview with Adam Schefter, I don't know which one said it, but they were talking about, before baseball came to a deal, how they were kind of, I guess in a way, disappointed that there might not be any baseball, because it was either one of the Golics or Wingo were looking forward to the Astros catching it this year, because of the whole cheating thing and everything. And Adam was kind of like, well, you know, he kind of said there's some other finger pointing going on towards the Yankees and whatnot. But you know, that kind of made me mad. And then I heard the same thing this morning that John heard. Them talking about the Astros and all this stuff y'all been talking about forever, how there won't be an asterisk. Well, they added that towards the end of that, what John heard this morning, that, you know, if they do win the series this year, there's going to be a huge asterisk on their record, but not for anybody else, just the Astros. And it really pissed me off, man. I mean, it really did. I'm just tired of everybody crapping on the Astros when they're not the only ones cheating, and it's gotten caught. You know, it's been apparent that it's been, you know, that they're not the only ones caught cheating. I just wanted to vent a little bit and get it off my chest.
That makes zero sense, that if just the Astros this year would catch an asterisk, but nobody else would.
But do you
that
doubt?
Makes zero.
Do you
zero
think that's
sense.
Untrue?
No. Yes, I think that's untrue.
You think
if the
that's...
Astros win it? Okay. So what are they? Why are they going to get an asterisk?
What's you don't think people are going to...
What? The Astros are good enough to win it, and yet they're going to get an asterisk.
Oh, no, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
We know they're not cheating.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There's a difference between people hating it and people saying it's not earned.
Yeah. I mean, that's crap. And we know they're not cheating, right? Or are they still cheating because we're going to have a little circle around their shoulder?
So what he's saying, though, is that with 60 games, if the Astros win, it's going to be like, yeah, but this is a 60-game season.
Well, but if the Astros win it, then it's only...
Do you think they'll... I'll ask you. I'm not going to put any words in your mouth. Do you believe that they'll do that if the Yankees win it?
Hell no.
Do you believe that they'll do it if the Dodgers win it?
No.
Do you believe they'll do it if the
Dodgers
Minnesota...
Dodgers finally broke through.
How about
because
the...
They've been so good. And look at Clayton Kershaw.
How about the
goodness.
Brewers? What if the Brewers win it?
Then there's a possibility.
Okay.
Yeah,
then no one,
a lesser
then,
team. But the Astros are one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah. I still think you'll have people actively and openly trying to hit you with that just because that's their way of fighting back against the Astros.
Oh, my God. I just hope it happens. I just hope this team wins it and shuts everybody up. No. We were good enough to win it. We did win it, and we won it again. So suck on that, everybody. Oh, my gosh. I am so tired of all these, and they just ignore all the other facts that they want to ignore. You're right, Lance. We're just gonna It was selective fact-checking what we're going to do.
That's all it is. Lamont says this, believe it or not, nooses are not only used for hanging black people. He is black for those who don't know Lamont. When I was in the Navy, we learned how to tie all types of knots, including nooses. We would use noose knots to hoist tools out of holes. And I know that because you can alter and change the width of the knot is one of the reasons that is used. So
those are slip knots, though, right?
Yeah, it's a slip knot. Except when you're doing something that's heavier, when you're using something for heavier pull, torque or whatever, that's when the noose knot is used. But obviously, it's, you know, the imagery is obviously very troubling because we know historically, from a historic standpoint, what it's most known for. There's no getting around that. That's just that's just a fact. But it doesn't mean that's the only usage for it. And I certainly don't buy that somebody like, hey, y'all tie that into a noose knot here. Bubba's coming. Like, hey, it was already there. You can see it in video from last October and November. And so I don't believe that to be the case. And it sucks that we have to have this whole conversation. Granted, even if we weren't in a pandemic, we would have this. But this is where we are as a society, though. Like, it's not, we're not overreacting on the show to be talking about it. This is a big conversation point everywhere. And there is no, is only losers. There's no winners in this one.
Yeah. I'm watching Korean baseball.
Well, Dustin Skinner. There are some.
Yeah, there are some. There's plenty. All the Confederate flag people are like, you see, Bubba Smollett. Oh, my God. This is, oh, stop. I just saw a Korean baseball player spit. So he's going to have to be suspended.
Let's check the Korean. Let's see the CDC for Korea.
Hanwha is 9-0 when leading after 8 innings.
Is that your squad?
No. No, but whoever has Hanwha, you
guess
guys are pretty good.
Guess what happened to me yesterday? So my KT Wiz shirt, I ordered it right early on. Early on, I ordered it like May 5th when we picked our Korean baseball teams, and I had KT Wiz. I ordered it early on, and it's never gotten here. And the guy I had to have it refunded yesterday. He just said, it's stuck somewhere because of the pandemic. So I'm like, good. I don't have any, there's absolutely no proof any longer that my team was KT Wiz, who sucks. There's no proof. I don't have to own them. Like, this isn't like Everton. I don't have to stick with KT Wiz. I'm not on with KT Wiz. I'm out on KT Wiz. So I am officially a Korean baseball free agent. Because I don't have a shirt, so it doesn't count now. I'm not a T-shirt fan.
Well, you know, you are a T-shirt fan.
I'm a Hanwha fan.
Mm-hmm. Why is Lance's mic louder than everyone's? Because he's in studio.
Yeah, maybe Dell has
it. But you can probably turn Lance's down way, way down.
I'm an NC Dinos fan.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Certainly don't pick up the Heroes, because that's my class. All right? I forget what their name is, but they're the Heroes.
Doosan? Kiwoom.
Yeah.
You're 4 games back of the Dinos.
You see? Uh-oh. Into the corner. It looks like a double.
Hanwha sucks. Are you Hanwha?
No. Hanwha's 9-0 when they lead after 8 innings.
Great. Hanwha's also 10-33.
They're 9-0. They've only
led 20 games back.
Apparently 9 out of the 10 they've led after 8 innings.
That's the only time they win.
They're 10-0 when they lead after 9.
They got a great closer. Just like, God, my team sucks.
We suck.
I'm doing my job, but I'm not very busy.
Except he just gave up a double. He sucks. If they lose this game, Hanwha sucks. Hanwha sucks anyway. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to. So who is David Nwamba? David Nwamba.
He's a Rocket.
He is a Houston Rocket. He's a career 34% three-point shooter. He's a wingman. He's never made it. He was in L.A., Chicago, Cleveland, and Brooklyn. And for whatever reason, he played 70 games for the Bulls in 17-18.
Been in the league 4 years. 4 years, John, 4 teams. It's kind of like Brandon Cooks.
But the Rockets got him for 2 years. Now, he's not going to be available. He's not going to be available for this Orlando deal because he's rehabbing an Achilles. But the Rockets signed him to a 2-year deal. So they're paying him while he's sitting this year. And they're going to see if he can. Now, he's a 34% career shooter. The most he's taken is 1.5 a game.
However, this year he was 43% from three.
Yeah.
So it's gone 20%, 34%, 32%, 42%. And Daryl Morey, anytime Daryl makes one of these signings, I perk up. When he signs Hasheem Thabeet, don't care. I know that's a lottery scratch-off, literally.
Right.
I don't care about those. Those never work for him.
Well,
when he makes these signings, though, John, these a lot of times end up being interesting.
Well, I ask you this, because most of those haven't, you know, guys, because he will pick lottery guys up that have been just total disasters and see if there's anything in there because they've got a pedigree. But Ben McLemore actually worked out okay this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben wasn't a total scrub. Like, Ben wasn't a complete bust.
Well, he was kind of a bust in the league. I mean, he signed him. He was sitting there, and he goes, okay, come on.
Yeah,
and,
but we're not like Hasheem Thabeet bust.
No, not like that. No.
I mean,
not like.
Yeah. I mean, but Ben McLemore was not a, you know, yeah, you're right. I mean, he hit double digits one time. His numbers are kind of Ory-ish. But
yeah,
when Daryl makes these moves, though, John, these moves are the ones where he sees something. There's something in there. These are usually the ones he does really well on. In fact, historically, moves like this are where Daryl has been very good when you pull somebody off of somebody else's roster because he sees something in them. I mean, Kyle Lowry was the first guy that I went, whoa. And Daryl pulled him off a roster just because, and he got rid of Rafer. And that was a massive win for him. Maybe that will be the case here with David Nwaba. He is 27 years old, though, so he's not young. He didn't even get in the league until he was 24, so he obviously had was it G League or overseas where Nwaba played? I think he played in G League. His nicknames, Mr. Dunk and Demolition Man.
Mr. Dunk? I love that.
And Demolition Man.
You're welcome. That's all I see is his pro career. Mm-hmm. David, through 3 years, he's most similar guy is Bo Lamar. Bo Lamar. You know where he went? Bo Lamar.
Where'd he
Lafayette.
Go?
Lafayette.
Mm. David Nwamba started his career as a defender for the Los Angeles G League team, and then Lakers for a little bit, Bulls, as you mentioned. Did make a D League All-Defensive team.
Oh, wow. There you have it. Maybe a defender who can shoot threes. Hello, new Trevor Ariza.
Now, they did
You're insulting Trevor Ariza. You know that, right?
Hello, new Trevor Ariza.
You're disrespectful. You insulted
him. This is a glow-up Trevor Ariza.
A little bit. Listen, they did waive Isaiah Hartenstein. They cited that he was too tall. Yep. They said, and that's what it said. Waived tall.
They did not cite height as an issue for getting rid of Isaiah Hartenstein.
Well, you say that, but who knows? They switch out a 7-footer or a true center, at least for a 6'5 guy, which means Tyson Chandler is the only center on the roster, and we know he's not going to play.
But let's be honest here. Daryl has had a fetish for players 6'8 or under the whole time he's been in Houston. When he had that team with, like, for example, he traded for, he had Pat Patterson, who was in the 6'8" or under club. Let me go pull the roster down from 2011. It was staggering.
Carl, what's his name?
Who?
Carl
Landry.
Carl Landry.
Chuck Hayes.
Did he have Chuck Hayes?
Chuck Hayes multiple times.
Yeah. And now P.J. Tucker.
Oh, P.J. Tucker's the new Chuck Hayes. Yeah. He plays that role of Chuck Hayes. There has been. But, no, he's had a ton. I mean, this is what even the Corey Brewers of the world, who I guess is just a shooting guard. He's in the neighborhood of 6'5".
Shooting guard.
But, yeah, anyone.
I don't know if that really describes Corey Brewer.
Okay, he's a guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a wing player.
By the way, he was signed
He's a
by
wing
a team.
Player.
Yeah. He was signed by a team today.
The Kings, good. Yep.
Yep, the Kings signed him. So he'll die in anonymity. It's 814 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Like Justin did. You guys can call. You can actually call the show.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here. Listen. So we're seeing it now. You mentioned it a little bit earlier. Avery Bradley says he's not playing. He's the Lakers guard. He has started 44 games for the Lakers this season. I mean, that's a key cog that it won't be there. And actually, who was it that said, we're not going to win this thing if we don't have Dwight and Avery Bradley? But Avery Bradley bowed out because he's got a six-year-old son, Liam, who has a history of struggling to recover from respiratory illnesses. And he didn't want to expose his son to that or not let his son come along with him or whatever.
Yeah.
His son, he said, I'm not playing. I'm not going to expose my family. I'm doing this for my family, and I'm not going to expose this my son to this. So, you know what? Good for him. I think Trevor Ariza's reason is right, too. I mean, his wife was a biznotch in that she granted his month that he could have custody of his son, his 12-year-old son, the month that they have to be back in Orlando and playing basketball. So, you know, so that affects his money.
Counsel,
so,
would you like to disregard your client's last
Your Honor,
statement?
I would ask that last comment about Trevor Ariza's wife be stricken from the records, please.
No, that's a biznotch move. That's a bitter ex-wife move.
All right, Your Honor.
Instead of giving him the kid
overall,
so that he could go and he could go play basketball,
I'll let him
she
speak.
Did that on purpose because of biznotch.
Counsel, would you like to get control of your client?
Order.
But Avery Bradley,
I'll
that's
hold
pretty,
drinking tipped.
Avery Bradley, that's a pretty good reason. Now Dwight Howard is just I don't know. He's being Dwight. I don't know. He hasn't opted out yet. But if he does, now we're seeing a contender.
If the Lakers lose a title, well, they weren't going to necessarily win it. But let me tell you something. A big like Dwight, he's not same Dwight, but he's a formidable body. He's a formidable.
Oh no, you need him.
Physical
you need
guy.
Avery
that
Bradley
you can
too.
Come off the yeah, Avery Bradley is a guy who can defend, who can
a
play.
A great wing defender.
Yeah, and can kind of defend multiple positions. That is a big loss for them.
And Lakers can relax. J.R. Smith's coming. They can relax. Just don't worry about the Lakers. J.R. Smith's coming. All right.
J.R. Smith's on the way.
Yeah, that one time we saw J.R. Smith.
Last time he and LeBron were together in a playoff series.
Where LeBron's like, what are you doing?
That worked out well. One of the all-time memes. So LeBron could be stuck in quarantine. Someone pointed it out. Let's say Dwight plays. He's got Dwight, JaVale, and JR as rotation pieces. He's like, what did I leave? What's going on here? Probably three, maybe not rightfully so, but three of the biggest considered knuckleheads in all of the NBA. That's part of his playoff rotation.
Yeah.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Nah, and I got a bet that the Lakers will win it, and I'm going to lose that. That just pisses me off. Avery Bradley, get out there.
No.
Okay?
You know.
Avery Bradley, get out there.
You just said you respected his decision.
I did respect it until I remembered I got a bet on the Lakers. Gosh, Avery, thinking of your family first, that sucks. Be like most pro athletes. Just, you know what? Get your bag. Let's go. Damn it. I forgot about that bet I have.
Ooh, here's me clicking to see what the Rockets number is. Daryl told me they were going to win it this year. Now I believe it. Sorry I doubted you, Daryl. Where was he on? He was on with Nick Wright. Like, we should win this thing. You're like, whoa, excuse me?
He said multiple things like this particular.
Your Honor, I move to have that also struck from the record.
He said this particular situation benefits its team the most because they're or one of the teams that it would benefit the most because they're an older team, rest and they get to go down there fresh and play. So he's looked at this as a opportunity, the Orlando bubble, and we'll see.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. No, no. The Rockets are champs. I think they've already crowned them. Now, if the Rockets win, will there be an asterisk?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. This is because there's no way the Rockets could have done this with fans in the stands. There's no way that James could have stepped up and won.
There should not be an asterisk for the Rockets.
There will
absolutely
be.
Not.
There will
because,
be.
I mean, the Rockets have been in the Western Conference Finals, what, two of the last – well, no, last year they weren't in it. But they have bowed out only to the Golden State Warriors pretty much the entire time other than 1 year against San Antonio. Why would the Rockets
– because they're a sixth seed right now.
Yeah, Brighton, you mean like the Rockets when they won a title in 95?
Well,
yeah.
Doesn't that one have an asterisk by
it? No, it doesn't. Don't try to
What do you mean?
Plant the seeds
of
hate.
You can't point to that one when like a lot of the basketball world, I would say wrongly, puts an asterisk by
games.
It.
82 games. They beat three teams on the road with 60 wins.
I know all that. You know what the basketball world says? Well, Jordan wasn't there. Doesn't count. So,
I don't care what the basketball world said. Jordan was there, by the way.
So they would put an asterisk on a 6-seed Rocket team. Who knows what they'll be when the actual season, when the playoffs start. They have 8 games to lead up to the playoffs. Yeah, the Rockets win in a shortened year in the bubble. People are going to question the validity of a title. That's just how it is. I'm not necessarily going to agree with it, but that's how it's going to go.
Unless it's the Bucks, the Clippers, or the Lakers, there's going to be an asterisk.
If the Rockets, hold on a second. If the Rockets beat the Clippers and then beat the Bucks, no, there's not going to be. I don't think people will challenge it because it's one of the superstars of the league would probably have to put in a ton of work to do that. I don't think you would get that actually.
They will get questioned.
But I think it's who they beat is a big deal.
That certainly is the case, but did anyone believe the Rockets were a title contender when the season ended?
No.
And then if they come up and win a title with newly thin James.
I'm not listening to you anymore.
I'm not even agreeing with the sentiment. I'm just telling you how people will feel.
Well, they weren't, so there was no momentum at the end. There's no question that a reset helped them. There's no question that a reset will have helped them. James Harden is going to come back potentially in better shape than he was even during the season. But, you know, I think – so I asked this question on social media, John. I said last week, I'm curious from hardcore soccer fans what the level of play looks like to you. Because I don't watch it enough to really get a great feel. What do you see in Bundesliga? What do you see in La Liga? And then what do you see in EPL? And clearly, when I asked this question, EPL had barely even started up. But they did have lots of Bundesliga to work off of. Dale, you could answer. I didn't see you respond on Twitter, but pretty much, I would say 90%, 9 out of every 10 people were pretty adamant that the fitness level was off and just the overall sharpness and technique was really off from a passing standpoint, a first touch standpoint, and definitely from a speed and fitness level.
Yeah, I wouldn't be the perfect one to have a because I haven't an answer to that because I haven't watched so much, but I would say they're in the middle of a preseason. This is what like you see those teams come over here and play teams. Either they play international teams or they play MLS teams to get themselves ready for their seasons. And this is what this is, except they've been thrown into a really competitive environment where you can't play 40 guys or you can't bring 40 guys over on a roster because you're just warming up. You have to try to win games, get results. So, yeah. They're playing matches that count, but they're in preseason form. They've been off since March. At least the Premier League came back this week, and they've been off since March.
Well, you know, every time someone misses a basket or strikes out or makes an error, well, it's because of COVID-19, because the play's not as good, because nobody made an error ever before this year. So that's going to be. There's no question that the question is that the quality of play in both basketball and baseball is going to be less. It almost has to be. I mean, with the lack of sitting around for months and months and months. Now, I believe that football you might even be better with the lack of training that you're going to have because they'll have their full preseason. We think. They'll play a full schedule and everything else. I think it's going to be refreshing for guys to not have all the entire off-season workouts that they had before. It's going to be harder for coaches, college coaches like Leach and Kiffin, who are in new situations with new quarterbacks and new teams that they didn't get their hands on the kids all this time. But I think the kids are going to be refreshed. I think the NFL players are going to be more refreshed.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I have a hard time even talking about football right now, like as if it's going to resume. It's one of those weird things like you know there's a couple that's getting close to breaking up and they're talking about what they're going to do for next summer's vacation. It's just – this idea that, well, this is what I expect to happen in college football. I'm like, you're expecting college football?
How many couples do you know stay together because it would cost too much to break up?
Yeah.
And this is what that's what football is.
They're doing
right
it for
now.
The kids.
Yeah.
College yeah, but doing this it for the is kids. Yes, that's not a bad. They are doing it for the kids, but the kids have to make this marriage work. This is where it's much much different. You have to rely on the kids, and not just one kid, not just two. You've got a family of about 10, and you need all of them to do everything just right so you can keep that marriage going. That's a lot to
ask. I don't know. Some kids go to rehab and the marriage sticks together. If it's just a couple who are screw-ups out of 10, I think you're okay.
You know, and it was funny with the tweets between the, who was it, University of Texas and some other kid. Well, I forget which kids they were tweeting back and forth. Yeah, how's it going over there? Yeah, you know, we got to make that money for these people. Well, here's how they could look at it, though. You're making money for all the other student athletes at your school.
That's actually because true.
That is true because without football,
and the head coach.
You know how many sports are just going to be forget just this year canceled period, and all those athletes are not going to be able to play. So you're doing it for not just all the money that everybody makes, but you're doing it for your all the other student athletes at your school.
True. So far, we've seen the league that's going to start their tournament on the 27th. We saw one group of people were too selfish to even get to a tournament, the Orlando Pride. Like, a couple players decided, hey, I'm going to a bar. So now your season is done for. Mm-hmm. Can we learn from that and say, look, guys, if you do things that are selfish, you're going to cost an entire team a chance to compete, or certainly knock out 10 players like it happened or I think it was 6 players for the Pride, something like that. Can that lesson be taught? Selfishness will cost you. Can you not be selfish? Do we trust them not to be selfish?
It's not surprising that Hanwha is 10-33. Their closer slipped after a foul ball on the mound and twisted his ankle and had to leave. They've given up the tying run, and now they've given up the bases loaded because their shortstop dropped a two-hopper. Whoever took Hanwha is terrible, and your team is terrible.
So that perfect 9-0 record after 8 innings is about to go by the wayside?
Well, they can still win the game.
Okay.
Because it's still tied, but they definitely blew the save. It didn't say they didn't blow saves. It just said that they won. They're 9-0. So they could still go to 10-0, which would be 10-0 would be one less win than all of their wins this season.
Is this the most Korean baseball you've watched?
In my life.
Hanwha.
How is it
dramatic.
Still on, by the way, at this time? Is this a replay?
No, it's night there.
No, but usually they're over by now. The games are long over.
Well, this is the ninth inning, but they're supposed to be over soon.
They usually start at like 3:30.
They got two different groups. One in comes on at 5 a.m. This game probably came. It's 3.5 hours old. Yeah, came out at 5 a.m. And it's 3.5 hours old. And
yeah,
we're
Korea
still
right now
playing.
It's 10. It's right now it's 10:30 p.m. in Korea.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah,
we play games
at
10:30.
Right.
Yeah. All right. TGS Insurance. We got that too.
They're about right. And TGS Insurance, so I went on this. I didn't have to use TG Insurance. I didn't have to call TGS Insurance or text them because I've already done that. I've been doing some little reassessing of finances and been cutting this, cutting that. And what happens is I cut my service, right? I don't have an HBO on my satellite provider because I got to, you know, I won't bore you with all this stuff. But I'm trying to cut back. Cut back costs usually means cut back services. It doesn't have to. In fact, with homeowners insurance, that is one of the biggest culprits in terms of taking your money and burning it up. And that's what you're doing. You're throwing your money away with some of your homeowners insurance claims. Now, you might not be, but Why not find out? Text the word money to 232323. This will get you directly into an automated system with TGS Insurance. They text back asking for your address, and once you give it to them, within seconds, you're going to have a firm quote on homeowners insurance. Compare it to what you're paying right now. And if you find that it's much lower and the average savings is $900, why not make the switch over to an A-rated insurance company that is not going to bludgeon you with cost? Get your coverage that you need without cutting service. That is critically important at this day and age, and this time, especially economically, to find ways to save money, put more money back in your pocket. It's not unusual to find people who are $1,300, $1,400, even $2,500 worth of savings, depending on what their insurance situation is. Text the word money to 232323, no strings attached, and find out what you could be paying starting today for your homeowner's insurance.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. And you're more than welcome, guys, to come in. You're more than welcome.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on I want to reset this. Major League Baseball is supposed to come back. They okayed it. The Players Association okayed it, which I wasn't sure was going to happen personally. So they okayed this. What are you guys' thoughts on coming back? I'll ask you a very specific question and want you to come in and give your thoughts, because I honestly, legitimately want to know. What are your thoughts about the baseball season? Are you excited to have baseball back at just 60 games? Are you as excited for the Astros? Are you, like, where's your level of excitement for the Astros this year, for baseball this year? Has it changed because of the format, or has it changed because of the pandemic itself, or whatever your personal situation is? Here is our phone number, 713-780-3776. We will get you on. As soon as you call in, we will get you on very quickly. 713-780-3776. I'm actually, I don't know if excited is a word, John, but I am looking forward to it. I am looking forward to baseball starting and having something to watch in the evening to potentially get behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not. First of all, I'm pissed that it's just all AL and NL West, because every game is going to be 9 o'clock.
Oh, I know, that's brutal.
Except the Rangers games. So you're not going to get any early games except when the Astros are at home or when they're at the Rangers. So that kind of sucks. Secondly, I'm pissed at baseball. I've this whole Yankee thing, this whole back and forth and bickering and, you know, and the greed. And, you know, just, you know what? I am. I'm kind of pissed at baseball, if you want to know the truth. Now, when the Astros start, I'm gonna be watching them.
But you're not pissed at the Astros.
No, I'm not pissed at the Astros. I'm pissed at, well, I'm still pissed at the Astros that they did what they did, and nobody stepped up, and nobody said, stop doing this. And they did. They brought shame on the organization. This group brought shame and embarrassment to the organization.
I feel like you're watching Korean baseball right now. You've brought so much shame to this organization.
Well, by the way, Hanwha is shameful. They lost in the ninth. They gave up two in the ninth, and they lost the game.
Also, they're 10-34. Shocking.
Yeah, the first time though that they lost while leading after eight, so that was embarrassing too.
Let's get Taylor in here. Wants to talk about Major League Baseball and his thoughts on not only Major League Baseball but also the Astros. What's up, Taylor? How you doing?
Hey, no kidding. On the radio, John, Lance, how are y'all doing today?
Good, good. I told you, as soon as you call in, you're on the air.
Hey, well, no kidding. This is pretty cool. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Major League Baseball being back. I do have some thoughts on the issue, though. You know, with such a shortened season, I mean, it's 102 games shorter. You know, have they even said anything about how the playoffs are going to work? Do you guys know if they're expanding the format?
Yes, there is an expanded format. I think they've gone from 10 teams to 16 teams, mm-hmm. right?
We're going to expand it.
Yeah. So here's the deal. The Astros' greatest run ever over a 60-game span is 47-13. What will it take? How many wins? A 30-30 team probably gets in. Now, you're going to see some teams like Pittsburgh last year would have made these playoffs, and they ended up, I think, with the worst record in baseball after 60 games. So you're going to see some teams that don't belong there. There will be a team or three that just doesn't belong there because they're just not good enough, and they'll probably be eliminated early on. Or who knows? They might go on a run. I don't know. Who knows? That's where, you know, that's where the asterisk comes into this whole thing is, yeah, but was that team really good enough? Like Washington last year wouldn't have been in the playoffs after 60 games. They won the World Series.
A correction. Because this was imposed by
the
Ron
commissioner
Manfred,
is going back to
it's
10.
It's going to be a 10-team playoff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still a
10-team. Yeah, commissioner imposed. That was one of the changes discussed between them when they were negotiating. Because that would have benefited the players.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have benefited the players. Well, but since the players didn't agree, they're like, okay, now you just can't go to the playoffs.
So it's just
going to
be... Yeah,
and I think a lot of teams, you know, they kind of build chemistry up throughout the year. And I don't know if 60 games is a big enough sample size, to really tell you who the best team is. So I think there will always be an asterisk next to the winner of the World Series this year.
I mean, unless it's one of the favorites. Unless it's one of the favorites.
Nope, they get it too.
No, that's not going to happen.
Everybody gets it.
If the Royals win it, yes, there's going to be an asterisk. Because they just got hot.
God, that's such crap. That's so unfair to these teams. Of course, you know, the Astros get to avoid, I shouldn't really say the Red Sox as much, but they get to avoid the Yankees. But I would argue that the Astros have some. They got some hammers in there. They got certainly some hammers. How do you like the Dodger matchup?
You know that's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun because Dodgers have done plenty of chirping.
Oh yeah, no. That is going to be when they come here or when the Astros are in Los Angeles. Of course, there's no fans there. So,
well, the people on Twitter, the Twitter warriors, are they going to do the 5 points of the five boroughs? Are they going to meet? Are they going to put animals on sticks and put stuff on their faces and dress up in their colors and all that stuff and like march into their living room? Somebody's going to be hitting a drum and they're all going to have their weapons, their Twitter weapons, like an iPad and a phone. And just like, I'm going into these Twitter battle against the LA Dodgers fans, and the Dodgers fans are going to meet there. And I can't wait to fight these Astros Twitter. We're going to have a big Twitter fight also. And I'm on these Twitter streets protecting my legion of fans. I'm going to put on for my city.
The answer is yes to all that.
Cool.
Now, yeah. How it's broken down, since we don't know the schedule yet exactly, the Astros will play each of their division opponents 10 times. And then they'll play the NL West, each of those teams, 4 times. So I don't know if they're going to split those 4 games up, 2 here and 2 in LA, or just 4
probably
in one place.
Yeah.
Probably.
But yeah, so it'll be a limited engagement with those Dodgers, only 4 games. And then you'll see the Padres, Diamondbacks, Rockies, and Giants 4 games as well.
Well, that's what you'd probably do that. You go 2-game series in L.A., and then you go 3 to the Angels, you know, and then so you spend 5 days in the same town. I mean, that would be the smart way to do it. And when you go up to San Francisco, you play the A's as well up there. That would be the smart way to do it, with less travel, less changing hotels, less getting in and out the airplane. That would be, you know, the smart way to do it, to try to combine those and do 2 games there. And then when teams come here, they go to the Rangers and the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Let's.
No, you have to change hotels and travel, but the travel's a little minimal.
Let's get, I think this is Tyler. What is he called? Underrated Mess, I think he calls himself.
Yeah.
Let's get him in here. Why do you go by that name? I'm just out of curiosity, because I know you tweet the show also. Is there a background to the name?
I mean, it's just a struggle of accomplishing things in life, and, you know, you're a little underrated. You may have been a mess once or twice.
I gotcha.
Okay.
That's fine.
So, no, I just want to talk about baseball. I mean, it's going to be kind of, I mean, I'm happy that's playing, obviously, but it's just kind of just because, I mean, a lot of the accolades at the end of the year is going to be weird. If someone bats 400, like, it's not really relevant to me. I'm looking forward to playing the Dodgers because I always love tipping my cap to them when I'm in Vegas and I see another Dodgers fan because it's interesting. But just the whole records and things like that, just seeing someone bat 400 doesn't feel real to me. And just to get it going and, you know, maybe put, you know, maybe get the Golic show to keep our name out their mouth and maybe Lance can spit in their mouth while they sleep. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I hope I don't have to do that. That is something I am hoping I don't.
Well, if Sean McVay is up, then you got somebody else to spit.
I'm spitting his mouth while
he
sleeps.
I'm off of this. I'm off of Sean McVay. He's irrelevant anymore. He doesn't matter. They don't matter. The Rams are over. The Rams had their one-year spike, and they're done.
They kind
of
did.
They are. They sold their soul with trading off a bunch of their draft picks for older, more expensive players, and now they're done. And now a lot of their best players are gone. So they're done. And now they're stuck with Jared Goff for a bunch of money. Sleep tight. The Golics are not fans of the Astros.
No.
The Wingos are not fans of the Astros. The Wingo family.
No, and they're a bunch of hypocrites.
They're offended by everything.
They are offended by everything very easily. And I found out that the Astros got off super light. But they're not the only ones who believe that. There are other people who believe that too.
Well, I'm glad the Astros were able to create a pandemic out of their ass so they can get off super light. Man. Yep.
They're saying it was the Astros.
It's the Astrovirus.
The Crawford virus, is that what we're calling it now? The Crawford box virus? They're saying it. Sheriff Blaylock's virus.
Hey, sometime that chili hit a little harder when Drayton first started.
Do they understand? I didn't hear it. So I don't know about if they tossed any caveats. Do they hear what they're saying? The Astros got off light. Yeah, because a worldwide pandemic happened. Why? Yeah, okay. People are more interested in something else than attacking the Astros because a worldwide pandemic occurred. What are you talking about?
Our they got apologies.
Off light? Sorry that you couldn't take months and months and use since the start of the season to destroy the Astros because something awful happened for the entire world.
Do you know, John, that my favorite Dell is Astros Dell?
He is.
I just hate baseball guys. Not even Astros Dell. I just hate baseball. Baseball guy, even non-baseball
guy.
Baseball
guy or baseball fan or
I don't like either
Twitter
one of them.
Baseball fan. Which
even
one?
Even general sports guy who does it for a living that becomes baseball guy in certain situations, I hate him. Has some awareness. Stop talking about the Astros getting off light. Something happened. It's not the Astros' fault that something happened to change the entire perspective. You know what? A couple things happened. We have a lot of protests regarding brutality and the Black Lives Matter movement, and a pandemic happened. The Astros didn't create either one of them.
No. Astros just sitting there minding their own business trying to get ready for a non-season slash season.
No, I feel
you
like
don't
I
know. Do you know for sure that Jim Crane wasn't in Wuhan?
The president.
You sure you
want to
put that up?
Yeah. What are you doing,
Your Honor? I move to strike that comment from the record as well. Mr. Crane's golf course would ask that you keep that submitted into the record.
Susie, who is our court stenographer, how many times has counsel asked for something to be struck from the record? Well, Your Honor, about 40 times.
Oh. 713-780-3776.
Get him off the stand.
He's your client. I know. Get him out of there.
Shortest.
No further questions, Your Honor.
In the business, 846 ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Shortest wait times in the world, 713-780-3776. Sean is up. just called in, and he's going to get on the air, on the radio right away. What up, Sean?
How y'all doing, guys? Big fans of y'all. I'm on all y'all Twitter accounts. Y'all crack me up. But anyways, I just wanted to call and say, you know, that people like Golic, who looks like Jeff Garland, by the way, and Trey Wingo, and whatever y'all are talking about, those guys, ESPN personalities, anybody in that aspect of that business, no one cares what they think. They're just a bunch of whiny babies, and they're privileged, like, sports writers or sports commentators, and they're just opinions. I mean, nobody cares. Only they care about their own opinions. So what? The Astros cheated. They got caught, and they got fined. They got in trouble. Case over. But they're always trying to find some kind of extra branch to keep blaming something that happened that's already been taken care of, and it's in the past already. Nobody can move forward with anything because all people do is cry and whine on TV about sports in general. The only sport I never hear about problems, you might not like me saying this, is the NHL. I never hear those guys whine about anything, ever. Basketball, baseball, any kind of commentators, people like LeBron James, any kind of person in that aspect, they whine and they cry. They have an opinion about everything. They can never just, you know, be happy with the fact that they have a good life and, you know, they're able to provide for their families, but they have to whine about somebody else to get their, get their opinions across. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Whiny.
I think we don't hear about the NHL because no one's paying attention.
Yeah. I think that there might be some whining, only no one ever hears it because it's the NHL.
Yeah, but
so, there's no whining in golf. That's the one sport.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sure.
All right.
Sure. Just a little NHL news since he brought it up. They're now down to 6 cities for their potential hubs. I think they're going to have 2, one for the Eastern Conference, one for the Western Conference for their playoffs. So the NHL is getting closer. If they can, well, they're like any other league, have to figure out some things. But Las Vegas is apparently the front runner. You know, Las Vegas with all the casinos open and spikes there. So that seems like a perfect place to put a tournament. Yeah, so NHL getting closer, just like all the other sports. You believe it? Guys, we're almost there. By the end of July, maybe every major sport is going to be on our TV. Just
That's
got a month
crazy.
To go.
Crazy.
How about that? Isn't
Are we
that
sure? I mean, it really is. Even though we're in the midst of, and that feels like really good news based on where we are right now in Harris County. That feels like really, really good news to have something going on like that.
We've talked about it, that the month of September would be crazy because of all the things that will be happening. The mass or the Ryder Cup is still on for now, even though we had that report from Front Row Sports, John's fake news network. Ryder Cup's still on for now. Football, we hope. But we've almost made it through this dark, bleak time. It appears we're a month away from those sports being on. The baseball is going to have a sprint to the finish.
Everton plays today.
Oh, that should be a dark time for you, no matter what. Then you have hockey in their playoffs, and in basketball, 8 games into their playoffs. We've almost made it, gentlemen.
Is the World Series going to be played without fans? Jamie asked. Okay, let me start with this question: will there be a time where one team has to shut it down in baseball, even for? Will baseball at any point have to delay a portion of their season? Or what happens if one team gets, if COVID spreads through a team, 12, 14 deep? Will all of baseball shut down, or does that team shut down? Like, these are things, they had to have gone through these in their contingencies.
Well, we hope so. We know what happened with the women's tournament. Now it's a tournament. It's not a long-term thing. Orlando's out. They readjusting their schedule to keep going.
Yeah.
So that they've made the adjustment. If baseball, when does it happen? Does it happen in the middle of the year, late in the year?
They're like game. That's the problem is football could take a week off and be okay.
Yeah, so if a team gets shut down in the middle of the year, how do you adjust the schedule when there's 25 to 30 games to go? Now, if it happens at the end of the year, you can probably find a way around it. But if it happens 30 games deep, how do you work around that?
Well, and that's what Keith Olbermann was on yesterday, and he said there is 0% chance that the World Series will be played this year. Zero. And I guess he's just going from just going by that exact thing.
He's just eyeball testing.
Something is going to happen, that we're peaking, that we're getting too many, that too many teams have gotten, you know, overrun with positives, and they're going to have to shut baseball down. I don't know. Hey, here, we're going to have fans in the stands. So the answer to the World Series, if the World Series is here, now if it's in New York, I don't know. But by then, who knows where we're going to – who knows? No one knows. Are we going to be worse? Or is it going to be is it going to mutate to a lesser? Is it all of these? We have no idea. Is there going to be a vaccine? Is there – what? We have no idea. But as of now, we're going to have fans here at Minute Maid Park.
Yeah, and as far as predictions are concerned, we know cases are up here. But in we see
– Hold on, wait. Why do you say that? That we're going to have fans in Minute Maid Park.
Because of Greg Abbott's stuff.
Because Abbott said we can
have fans. When did Abbott say that?
He said that a while ago.
Yeah, you caught his new stuff?
Did he adjust
it? Have you listened to his newest album that's out? Have you downloaded the newest – have you Spotified some of his newest stuff?
What's his new EP saying?
His new EP that he dropped is saying, uh-oh, shelter in place again, shelter in place. Yeah, the new EP he dropped does not – he dropped a diss track on COVID – and then that was something that's underground. It's not really, you can't download it. You're just going to have to find it. And then he also dropped some new, a couple of new joints that talked about, hey, this is a problem, masks in public, mm-hmm. and we may need to shelter in place now to knock this down.
Yeah. Quote, we want to make sure that everyone reinforces the best safe practices of wearing a mask, hand sanitation, maintaining safe distance, but importantly, because the spread is so rampant right now, there's never reason for you to have to leave your home. Unless you do need to go out, the safest place for you is at your home.
I can promise you the heat he's taking right now and the spikes, there ain't going to be people. If this is still going on, there's zero people at an Astros game. That's based on, like I said, the new thing. I recognize the old joint that he dropped like a month ago.
But the new fire?
The new fire, the new he spit about zero people in the stands.
Now, I don't think he expressly...
Keep your ass at home.
Talked about sports. Boom, 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 boom. But we're trending in a direction where he's even mentioning other countries. You mentioned Taiwan as an example because people wore face masks but were able to go to work. And so what we found is we do have the ability to have people return to work as long as the safe practices are used. But he said, hey, if it ain't work, stay your ass home. So is he going to allow baseball when it's not work, it's recreation for people to go watch baseball?
No. Not according to his new joint he dropped.
Now, John needs to get up on the new releases.
I'm not.
It's a new release.
That.
You're on season.
He said you're on season one
of the pandemic.
We can have 50%. That's what I'm going with. That's what he said. He said it. He said it.
Remember when you could get contact stuff where if you touched a grocery bag within 84 hours, you would probably die?
Die. You would die.
Do you remember that, John?
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember when masks wouldn't help you?
No, I don't remember that ever.
Well, it was even mentioned on the show that masks and gloves are not going to help you.
I was told, at least internet memes told me, that wearing a mask for a... something like this was like trying to keep mosquitoes out of your backyard with a chain link fence. That's the meme I saw.
Well, gonna help you.
Not gonna help.
And then they admitted, all right, we said that so y'all wouldn't buy them up. Y'all thought that would work? Well, we saw what happened with the toilet paper. Yeah, they were already gone. Hand sanitizers, rubbing alcohol, Clorox wipes, anything that could clean, soap. Why is this PERT 2-in-1 going off the shelf so fast?
PERT 2-in-1.
I don't know if PERT 2-in-1 might work. I'm going to ingest some PERT 2-in-1.
Don't drink.
We don't know. Maybe PERT 2-in-1.
Don't drink PERT 2-in-1.
Don't.
Don't do it.
It's 858 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk right now about these are my peeps over at the MMA law firm. Love these guys. Here's what they do. Go to largelossattorneys.com. And we got hurricane season is here, is upon us. We've already seen, you know, we've already been threatened by it. And guess what? There's going to be more. It's 2020. For sure a hurricane is going to hit. There's no question we'll have a hurricane. And then you're going to have to deal with the insurance companies. And listen, if you're dealing with an insurance company in any way, shape, or form where they're acting in bad faith, well, you could get claims up to three times your damage amount. three times. Searching for bad faith acts is a standard in the MMA law firm investigation. And so they're gonna put everything behind it. And it doesn't cost you a dime, not a dime, a free consultation. And you go in there, and oh, by the way, they front all expenses. And if they win, their payment will come from the recovery, not out of your pocket. So you risk nothing. That's right, no settlement, no fees. LargeLossAttorneys.com. This is what they do every single day, is they deal with insurance companies that are trying to rip you off. LargeLossAttorneys.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.